I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Archbishop of Agana-Guam Michael Burns has publicly apologized on behalf of the entire archdiocese for the, quote, grave harm that former Archbishop Anthony Aperon caused. Archbishop Burns asked all Catholics in Guam to pray so that healing can come to those who've experienced clergy sexual abuse and to make sure it doesn't happen again. In a statement, he expressed remorse, saying, quote, "We hang our heads in shame for the grave evil one member inflicted upon others." On Friday, a Vatican tribunal found former Archbishop Anthony Aperon guilty of some of the claims made against him, one being sexual abuse of minors. They ordered him removed from office and barred him from living in Guam. Aperon has the right to appeal and stated he will. The bombing in Austin, Texas yesterday, the fourth since March 2nd, showed what police said was a, quote, "higher level of sophistication than the previous three explosions." The latest attack was triggered by a tripwire and wounded two men in their 20s who have been hospitalized and are in stable condition. Police Chief Brian Manley stated that the change in the manner of the bombing is, quote, "significant, for the others seem targeted, while yesterday's was set up in a way that could harm any random person going past." He also said authorities believe they are dealing with a serial bomber, however the motive is not clear. They've asked anyone with surveillance cameras at their homes to provide them with the footage and have also warned people to not touch any suspicious bags, packages, boxes, or backpacks. President Donald Trump continued to tweet his displeasure with Robert Mueller and the special counsel's investigation into Russia's meddling of the 2016 election and possible contacts with the Trump campaign. Trump tweeted the investigation was a, quote, "witch hunt with massive conflicts of interest, suggested Mueller's investigators exhibited political bias, and that it, quote, "should never have been started." The Associated Press is speculating the cause for the recent tweets is a report by the New York Times that Mueller subpoenaed Russia-related documents from the Trump Organization. After hearing concern from some top congressional leaders that Trump may be moving to fire Mueller, White House lawyer Ty Cobb released a statement saying the president is not, quote, "considering or discussing the firing." Scottish Cardinal Keith O'Brien has died today, 2 days after turning 80. He had been in the hospital since February after being injured from a fall and had his last rites administered this past Saturday the 17th, which was the cardinal's birthday. Cardinal O'Brien had resigned as Archbishop of St. Andrews in Edinburgh in 2013 after he admitted to sexual misconduct. In 2015, it was announced that the cardinal had resigned the rights and privileges associated with his title. Ever since stepping down in 2013, O'Brien had lived a private life, not participating in public, religious, or civil events. During his time in the church, he was a supporter of human rights in Latin America and had pushed for lay Catholics to take on more administrative roles in the church to alleviate some of the burden on priests due to the decline in the number of clergy. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.